So June begins on June 1st with a very exciting 1, 2, 3 ready, set, go code of new beginnings, joy, creativity, playfulness, and innovation. And that's because the 1st has the number 1, June is an 11 universal month, which reduces to 2, and then the universal date is 12, which reduces to 3. So you'll feel a lot of forward momentum today. You're on the starting blocks and you're ready to take off, and you're more determined and focused on successful outcomes that are inspired and bring you delight. Now, the 12 universal date is a symbol of the student. So it covers learning and inner growth that is achieved when you're happy and creative. So it's very important to explore using your imagination and inspiration and to listen for answers. There is also, because of the number 12, which reduces to 3, a sense of social interaction and social connection, which then can broaden your perspective. You're definitely optimistic, feeling the sense of forward momentum, and ready to put your ideas into action. So it's a wonderful day to begin anything. Remember that June is an 11 month and today is the 1st, so lots of 1 energy, and also to begin a creative project as well. In the heavens, the moon conjuncts Jupiter, which always is very joyful. So we have this happiness, freedom, wanting to share our heart with others, a sense of kindness and generosity that infuses your soul, feeling grateful because there is a sense of life is filled with gifts and advantages. You feel recognized at soul level, which is the greatest feeling in the world. Calmness and freedom come together in a very dynamic way. So enjoy the wonderful bounty and beauty that life has to offer. On June 2nd, on Wednesday, we have a very serene code of peace. And even though the number 13 universal date indicates transformation and change, the number 2 is very balanced. So there can be a juxtaposition of transformation, but in a place of security. So you want to relax and then get productive. 13 reduces to 4, which is the number of work, and 2 mends and harmonizes relationships and all kinds of energy. So you want to communicate with loving intention. You want to share your feelings in a place of trust and kindness. And manifestation is assured when you listen closely and follow your intuition. Now, 13 is also the divine feminine number, so there is a sense of you tuning into the 4 seasons, the lunations, the sense of timing and rhythm and natural flow of anything that repeats itself like the 4 seasons do. So there's a sense of ongoing natural cycles and truly empowerment as well with the number 13. It gives you that sense of strength that when you trust your intuition and trust in the natural order of things, just instills you with inner courage. Now the sun is sextile Chiron today, and that means that your sense of self, who you really are at soul level, is understood to the degree that you experience spirituality, love, and higher consciousness. You identify with your purpose. You immerse yourself in the dream that you want to come true. So you can really see that your purpose is blended with your soul's vision. And moving forward with ease is helped by this understanding. So you have a great sense of progress, and your heart and your mind are all interconnected. So you feel this calm steadiness, you feel this drive, and you have wonderful discipline as well. On the 3rd of June, on Thursday, we have a 14 universal date. 14 is the media number. It governs the scribe. It governs anything that covers communication and connection. And with the 3rd, The number 3 and 14 reduced to 5. 3 and 5 are numbers that sit on a rocker, so there's a lot of movement and changeable energy today. And while the number 3 invites you to create and smile and imagine, the number 5 invites you to break through and take risks, be fearless, go on an adventure, and connect with others. So be fearless in how you express yourself. Do so in a variety of ways. Tune into your inner artist and inner adventurer. This 3 and 5 code is perfect for connections, meaning connecting with others socially, having fun, being flexible and open to surprising shifts. Embrace the risks and explore everything from all angles. Then we have the Sun trine Saturn on June 3rd and Venus trine Jupiter. Two trines today. A very lovely day. Sun trine Saturn is very much about dedication and focusing on achievement and implementation and taking on new responsibilities, which feels very complimentary and easy today. So it's a fantastic time for clearing out closets, for feng shuiing, for listening to or watching motivational, uplifting, wise words, or sharing your wisdom with younger people or other people. You just are more patient and serene. You can pay close attention to details, and whatever you focus on leaves a long-term impact. And with Venus trine Jupiter, there's a real sense of feeling good and happy, cheerful, optimistic, and have this expansive, positive outlook on your future. These are the two benefics that are coming together, Venus and Jupiter. And so in a trine, the most harmonious of all aspects, there's just a wonderful energy activated. And you can really heal disharmony in relationships today. You can heal blockages regarding abundance generation. Venus governs love and financial flow, and Jupiter governs wealth. So this planetary meetup expands your ability to attract both. So it's a wonderful time to make investments and also for taking any kind of break if that works into your timeline and schedule. You just really feel fortunate. Friday, the 4th of June, adds up to the number 15, the Spiritual Alchemist. And after yesterday's invigorating code, today's numerology brings security, grounding, take care of responsibilities, caring, and love. It's a wonderful date night. 4 governs the home, 15 governs love and uplifting others through joy. So there is a sense of either your home or family needing your attention. Nourishing the home where your soul lives, your physical body is important, and finding time for self-care and quiet time. So today's code enhances discipline, stability, harmony, kindness, compassion, empathy, responsibility, bringing things in order. And others are going to count on you to hold space for them in some capacity. Be sure to spend time with your loved ones, be diligent, and this combination lays down a wonderful code for working to create a sense of abundance, feeling abundant. You're laying long-lasting seeds of prosperity and peace. So then we come to June 5th, which is a Saturday, and on this day we have two mind numbers, the number 5 and the number 16, 7. So 5 and 7 are in the mind triad, and that means that you really can think things through, you feel very focused, you can take a risk on something to awaken your intuition on a deeper level, you feel intrepid and innovative, you can communicate your unique ideas because you know they will be heard. You can welcome surprises and a possible change of direction, and you can embrace anything that brings you both more freedom and serenity. So freedom is your ultimate destination, and as long as you tune within for answers, you're going to feel that great sense of liberation. So it's a wonderful day to explore new books, new writings, learn, and do intense research. Your open-mindedness and flexibility can yield surprising discoveries today. Now, Mercury squares Neptune in Pisces, and Mars is opposite Pluto. These are two very intense transits going on. So with Mercury square Neptune, remember Mercury is retrograde, so you are looking within, you're listening more, you're tuning in. And with Neptune square Mercury, your intuition is really on a high, but you must really pay attention. This is a call to action to listen closely to your inner guidance system. Keep your conversations clear by addressing each thought with complete conscious awareness. Guard against getting distracted or pulled into rabbit holes. Try not to go too deeply into matters of concern. This aspect can bring some confusion and illusion, so it makes it a challenging time to get an important point across. Seek out activities and people that uplift and inspire. Keep it simple and breathe deeply. Take time out to get clarity. You may feel some confusion, and the serenity will help you get really clear. And if it's the case that you are confused, be sure to clear out any important issues. Look within for those answers or turn to a good friend for help. You can get powerful spiritual insights today. Your intuition is greatly enhanced. Stay away from mind-altering substances such as alcohol, since you are much more sensitive. And nurture your psychic abilities and your extraordinary imagination. Now, with Mars opposite Pluto, the second aspect on June 5th, Mars fires you up with goal-directed energy, along with the power and leadership qualities of Pluto, and this creates tremendous results. Now, Mars and Pluto are co-rulers of Scorpio, Mars being the original ruler and the ancient ruler, and Pluto being the modern ruler. So they both carry a lot of forward momentum. So you know you can achieve anything you desire, and you will go out of your way to achieve victorious outcomes. The inner tension arising from the opposition between these two planetary rulers of Scorpio needs an outlet. So channel your passion into creative projects and physical movement, or put it to good use in a business endeavor. Either way, you'll have the courage and confidence to step up. Concentrate totally on the achievement of your goals for optimal results. And if you feel energy pushing back at you, strengthen your efforts. You have an amazing resource of energy now. So transform the situation vibrationally by alchemizing and acting, and you will succeed. You feel very magnetic. You feel sexually empowered. As always, oppositions ask you to seek harmony and balance at all times. Mars and Pluto are the co-rulers of Scorpio, as I mentioned, so you may uncover secrets that help you set the record straight. The truth shall set you free. Then we come to Sunday, June 6th, which sets up a double six every year, of course, and this date adds up to 17, the immortality number. So today you feel in total alignment with your big vision, your inner authority, expresses great compassion, especially when you engage creatively with a project. Remember, the 17-8 is a leadership number, and so taking the lead, both lovingly and firmly, yields wonderful results. Abundance is greatly enhanced today. Engage with what you love and feel passionate about to secure successful outcomes that will last. You can manifest, implement, and get tremendous amount accomplished. Now the moon sextiles Venus today, and that brings feelings of love and a desire for affection. You feel happy, and you want to share your happiness with others. Your sensuality and beauty are enhanced, and you seek out people who uplift and inspire you. Then on June 7th, we have on this Monday an 18 universal date, which is about getting some rest and taking a time out, which 7 also represents. So if it's possible to create a 3-day weekend into your schedule, this would really help make Monday the day of serenity that it is yearning for, given the numerology code. You definitely have a deeper understanding of subjects, aspects that are revealed And you're letting go. I mean, 18 reduces to 9, right? It's an 18 universal date. So you're purging, you're releasing everything that's no longer supporting you vibrationally. Take time to go out into nature. The number 7 is connected to that gorgeous silence that you experience when you're out in nature, and go listen to your heart. You're extra sensitive, you're very intuitive. So listen to the exquisite answers and messages that are coming to you now. Spiritual leadership is awakening within you. So be the wise, compassionate, inspiring leader. The moon conjuncts Uranus, so you feel emotionally grounded, and this prepares you to experience breakthroughs. Acting totally on instinct is really favored. This is a day of enjoyment and excitement. And even though the code says you definitely want to get some time to rest, you can experience some breakthroughs today as well.